The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "As the Father loves me, so I also love you. Remain in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and your joy might be complete. This is my commandment: love one another as I love you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I no longer call you slaves, because a slave does not know what his master is doing. I have called you friends, because I have told you everything I have heard from my Father. It is not you who chose me, but I who chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit that will remain, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. This I command you: love one another." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
If you notice, we have today with us 2, 4, 6, 7 kids who have prepared themselves today to receive their first communion. It takes time, a lot of time, for you to learn what we have to know before you receive first communion. Sad to say, there are some parents, not many, but some, who will just bring their kids here and then, without any preparation at all, tell the kid, "Go receive communion." Yesterday it happened. Yesterday, a small kid came and said, "Oh, my sister told me to receive communion." And obviously she didn't know what it was happening. For us Catholics, this is very, very holy, sacred, and all of us here have utmost respect before we receive the Eucharist. Before we receive the Eucharist, what do we say? "Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy." We admit that we are sinners. We admit to God that we have not followed his will. And we ask for his forgiveness. We do not simply come here to receive the Eucharist without sincerely asking God for forgiveness. Why? Because when we sin, we have stain in our souls. Mancha in nuestra alma. No? Every time we sin, there is mancha, there is stain of sin. That is why it is important confesar nuestros pecados, to confess our sins. Normally, when we receive the sacrament of penance, but during the Mass, if it is only venial sin, then we ask God for forgiveness. If our sin is not mortal or pecado mortal, then by confessing inside the Mass, our sins are forgiven. But if it is mortal sin, very serious sin, we go to the sacrament of penance, which you did, right? You went to confession. So make sure of that. Now, today we also remind ourselves that the Eucharist is a sign, a symbol, proof of God's love. God's love, when he died for us, he died not only for the Jews, not only for the people in the Middle East. Have you seen a person from the Middle East? No? So, in the first reading, we hear something surprising, something shocking. Peter was shocked, surprised, that the Holy Spirit gave himself to the Gentiles. The Gentiles were not Jewish people. They were pagans. They were different looking. So he was surprised. Why? Because Peter, because he was a Jew, thought at first that because Christ was a Jew, that he would only die for the Jewish people. He never thought that Christ died for all of us. See? Look at ourselves here. We are black, white, Asian, different languages, English, Spanish, Filipino, Italian, German descent. Imagine if Peter said only, no, we only are for the Jewish people. Christ died only for the Jewish people. Then none of us here would have heard the gospel. None of us here will benefit from receiving the Eucharist. But because Christ's love shows no partiality, it means his message, his salvation is for all mankind. So there is no limit to the love of Christ. And Christ said, you are my friends if what? You obey my commandments. No? The end commandment of Christ is what? Simply, love one another. And how do you show that? Love one another. By dying for everybody. Even loving who? Your enemies. Give the other cheek, walk the extra mile, share what you have, feed the hungry, clothe the naked, and all those stuff. So the question now is, first, do we doubt God's love for us? I hope nobody here doubts his love. Because if you do, you're in trouble. No, really, you're in trouble. Because that's the basic truth first. Every time you look at the cross, you should not doubt his love. Because my goodness, how can you doubt that kind of love? Being crowned with thorns, spit upon, nailed to the cross, scourged at the pillar, ridiculed, and still you say, oh, he doesn't love me. Please, if you even have an iota of doubt, you better ask yourself, why am I doubting? His crucifixion is already proof beyond reasonable doubt that his love is real, constant, intense. The problem now is maybe because we do not love him, because we do not pray. Because we do not spend time with Jesus. Because we push him away. Because we do not value his love. If you feel that God is far away from you, it is not God's fault, because he came down from heaven and became one of us. If ever you doubt God's love, if ever you don't feel his love, it is because you did not or not opening totally surrendering yourself to Jesus. And when I ask people that, and some people say, Father, I doubt this love. When was the last time you pray? Do you pray regularly? And how do you pray? Do you pray because you want something from God, or you pray because He loved you first and you simply want to love Him back? And then, if by chance you decided on your own, by God's will, that you want to love Him, the question is now, once you have the love of God in you, are you now loving like God? See, there's a problem also. People want to love God, but they don't want to love like God. How many of us are like that? Controlling. They want to control. That is not love. Is God a controlling God? Look at us. If God was a controlling God, He would not have allowed us to sin. He would not have been patient with us. He would have punished us so many times because of our hard-headedness, because of our selfishness. But He is patient. Very, very patient. Even if you don't pray to Him, He's patient. Even if you spend more time in front of your computer watching different things, watching sinful things, He's patient. Even if sometimes you even use God's name in vain when you're angry, He's patient. The question is, do you want to love like God? Remain in me as I in you. So how can you remain in God if you don't love like God? If you hate anybody? So the question is, do I love like God? So, are there many inconsistencies here with people nowadays? For example, when people tell me, Father, I am pro-poor. The government should always give jobs for the poor. I love poor people. Well and good. Then I always ask them, are you pro-life? You want to be pro-poor, but you don't want to be pro-life. Is that consistent? No. Oh, Father, I believe in LGBT. That lesbians, gays, bisexual, transgender. Okay? I don't believe in that, but okay. But are you pro-life? No. I just like to protect the rights of certain groups. Is that partiality? Huh? If you are partial, if you only pick and choose who to love, who to serve, then you are not loving like Jesus. I am a Filipino by birth. At first, I only thought to myself, I will be a priest only for the Filipinos in the Philippines. Safe. No ambition to go to America. Actually, I was even anti-American when I was in the Philippines. But as I decided to imitate the love of Jesus, I had to what? Expand. I have to grow beyond my limited kind of love. I had to realize that I had to speak English, because there are some people doesn't speak Filipino. So when I came here and start serving the Americans, oy. Okay. God, do you want me to love these people? Okay. And then when I was in college, no interesado para to learn Spanish. I said, I will not be using Spanish. No need. Because I was in the Philippines. And then when I come here, I had to learn Spanish. Why? Because are God's children also. Imagine from a guy who didn't care about learning languages, I had to learn 5 at least. I said, Lord, what a... See, the thing about the Holy Spirit, He will lead you wherever He wants you to go. If you love the Spirit of God, you will allow God to lead you wherever He wants you to do, wherever He wants you to go. It's kind of scary, dangerous, but that is the way of the Spirit. And look at me. I can serve anybody. I can go to Italy and say Mass in Italian. I can say Mass in Spanish. I can say Mass in English. I can say Mass in Filipino and different dialects. Why? Because I see that God is working everywhere. And then I had to what? Go to prison ministry. And I had to meet murderers, rapists, pedophiles, any kind of criminals in the state and federal prison here. Do I love them? Should I love them? Yes or no? Of course. Yes, we can hate what they did, but we cannot, should not hate them. So if you have any hatred in your hearts, you are not loving like Jesus. I'm also telling the Spanish. If you are Mexican and you only love the Mexicans and you don't love the Cubanos or the Argentinians or anybody else, do you love like Jesus? No. Because you are what? Limiting yourself. Do not limit. No limitation. No limit in loving anybody. So that is why when we give out communion, we give out the body of Christ to whom? To everybody. Regardless of language, culture, skin color. Because that is the Catholicos way. The Catholicos way, the universal way, is to reveal the universal love of Jesus. So that is what I have to say today. God is love. You want to love God, you better imitate His love. Ask yourself, am I willing to be led by the Spirit of love and love and serve everybody? Or am I still sticking to my guns and simply loving my own kind? So, if you are partial to only certain groups, like for example, if you're a white guy, you only love white people, that's no good. If you're Spanish and you only love Spanish people, that's no good. Make sure we glorify, imitate, love Jesus truly, sincerely, not only one moment in time, but every day of our lives.